The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, back to Rambam. So we read this halakha yesterday and had a few observations, but I want to go into a little bit more. It's in Hilchos Matanos Niyam 7:9. Ani she'eino rote likach tzedakah, a poor person who does not want to accept tzedakah, ma'arimin alav. We cunning him, right? We apply cunning to him. Venosnim lo l'shem matana o l'shem halva. I think you have to read the vav as by, not and. We do cunning, act with cunning by giving it to him as a gift or as a loan. Okay, so do you remember what your question was yesterday?
Can you collect loans?
Oh, can you collect it? Yeah, so I looked for an answer. I think I found an answer to that. Hold on. Oh, so first of all, let's review what we said. We said that, All right. Do we say anything?
Orma versus Mirma.
Yeah, we did say that Orma is when you're doing it in a mutter way, Mirma is when you're doing it in a non-mutter way. That was what I misread. Okay, then, so let's just look at the Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan says on this, nope. Where is it?
Is it not a gift?
No, it's justice.
Sure, the way in which you give it, like.
Yeah, but halachically, it's a gift is something that is done without obligation, and tzedakah is an obligation. Yeah. So ani she'eino rotzeh lekabel tzedakah. So a poor person who does not want to receive tzedakah, v'yadanu shu mukrach lekach, and we know that he needs it, like he's in a dire situation, I guess. Anachnu mechuyavim lehis amitz shikabel. We are obligated to pressure him to accept it. So that's level one. Okay, so we pressure him to accept it. V'im kolzeh. And if with all that, you know, Rotze, he still doesn't want to, Trichim lasos imo harama. Then we need to do trickery with him. V'hainu she'nosnim lo b'derech matana v'lo b'derech tzedakah. We give it to him as a gift, not as a tzedakah. V'im gamze eino rotze. If he doesn't want that, nosnim lo l'shem halva'a. We give it to him as a loan. V'achkach in tovim mimeno. And then we don't collect it from him. V'nira de'im hu mis'amitz l'shalim. And it turns out that if he does insist on paying it, the aim be a halto, but if he doesn't have the ability, ain makavim, then we don't accept the repayment. So it sounds like from there that if he wants to repay it, then he can, but we don't collect it. And if we know that he's going to like put himself into financial straits again, then we don't accept the payment from him, you know? So that's the closest I can find to your answer from the normal sources. Okay. So then we went to the second case, which the Rambam says, "V'ashir hamari ves atzmo ve'ino tzara b'mamono shlo yocham imenu v'lo yishte." A rich person who starves himself and is stingy about his own money to the point where he doesn't eat and doesn't drink, imash gichimbo. Then we don't pay attention to him at all. And we raised the question, not question, made the observation yesterday that we see that psychological needs for the guy who used to be rich and became poor, those psychological needs register in De Machsoro that you have to restore him to his wealth. But this guy, the fact that he has some sort of neurotic relationship to his own money does not register as a need. That's not going to cause him to, it's not going to register as, since this guy can't bring himself to spend money, then he needs money. Like, we don't go that far, you know?
Is there any in him, like, helping him with his, like, neuroses?
Probably from a v'haftulecha kamocha standard thing, but not from a tzedakah thing. Yeah, which is also interesting, by the way, that, you know, so far we've only seen tzedakah in terms of money and, like, goods, right? I feel like people talk about, like, a concept of tzedakah with, like, helping people in other ways, you know? But, yeah, so certainly in the realm of chesed, that'd be the case, right? The question is that even in the realm of tzedakah? So we'll just keep an eye on that question, yeah. Okay, so then let's just look at the Aruch HaShulchan for that. He says, "Aval lehevech," but if it's the opposite, "Ashir kilay she'eino tzara b'mamono," a rich person who's stingy, who doesn't want to spend his money, who's miserly about his money, umariv atma v'eino ochel, and he starves himself and doesn't eat, imash gichim, but we don't pay attention to him, but yelech b'siklusa, let him go in his own foolishness. V'nir li d'imhu chole machmas ra'avon, but if he is sick because of his starvation, then we feed him. The notlin mimenu bal korcho sounds like we take money from him to spend on his own food, right? Meaning, like, he's not spending; he has money, but it sounds like we basically make him spend his own money by force to feed himself. Yeah. So that's how we help him, right? Not getting psychological help necessarily, but yeah. Do you have a question? No. Okay. Okay. So is that, we good for that?
I think that would break the neurosis, though, no?
Say again?
In the sense of like, he's worried that if he spends this money, he's not going to have what to be left over. So if you force him to spend money and show him like, oh, look, you're still alive after all that. Like,
if only you were that easy. Only you were that easy. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, by the Rambam's logic, then that's the derech, right? That you force him to act in the other thing until, right? But I feel like we know that that's not the case now, or we know better methods. Yeah.
I don't think that's what I saw that this person is crazy. Like, let's say he's an 80-year-old and he's has some deathly illness where he could either spend all of his fortune trying to heal himself and then die afterwards a month later, or he could just want to die a month earlier and leave more for his kids.
Yeah, what does that have to do with this, though?
As in this case, he's refusing to spend his own money to help heal himself because he just doesn't.
But he's trying to get money from tzedakah, though. That's the thing, right? Is that I mean, that's the context here, right? Is that I mean, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan introduces the opposite, meaning he's still trying to, we have a poor person who needs but doesn't want to take, and you have a rich person who doesn't need but wants to take. That guy we don't cater to. Yeah. Yeah. So your case is a good case, just not related to this. I think I saw someone else, though. Someone say, another thing that I wanted to point out was at the Ritvaz.
I thought you were saying that the one on the left went about enforcing the spending money.
Is that what you were going off of? Forcing
no,
it's money?
More like just a case where it doesn't seem totally crazy. Like,
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, look, you can, you know, you can, I mean, the specific case you gave is very complicated, right? In terms of like end of life stuff. But yeah, there are other cases where like, you know, this is this guy's own decision to whether to spend money or not. Okay. Let's say you have a person who has some sort of mental illness. I don't think we just go in and then force them to spend their own money to like get them into medical care. Like, you know, like we say that that's their own decision, you know, unless maybe they're incapacitated or something like that.
But this, I mean, it seems like not, because we're all not bringing it down as like with caveat, but we wouldn't need like Catholic Resident Hacker in this case.
So I don't know, because in the next halacha might raise that question about the mechanism we use. The Aruch HaShulchan makes it sound like we just like do it. Yeah, like ruffle through his wallet or something. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Radvaz said, so this is, I don't know if this is a new point, whatever. I read this, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Im tomar, if you'll say, she'inu rote likach b'toras tzedakah, eich yikach b'toras matana. If you just ask about the case, how can this guy not want to take as tzedakah, but he will take as a gift, you know? V'haksi v'soni matanas yechia, isn't it written that one who hates gifts will live? I mean, I would have said that, like, you know, I don't know why he has to invoke Mishle for that. But like, I would have said like, yeah, some people like to be dependent on charity. It's like a shameful thing, you know? So he says an interesting answer. V'yishlomer she'eno rotze likach b'tor tzedakah shelov lidchok es shar ha'aniyim. He doesn't want to take tzedakah because he doesn't want to like deprive other aniyim, push other aniyim aside. V'al yikach b'tor matana ki omer lamachar timsa yadi v'etein lo gam ani. If he takes that as matana and he can like tell himself, well, tomorrow I'll have enough money and then I can also give tzedakah, like that is a different psychological category for him. So I think it's just an interesting way to read the case.
You know, double
cost. Yeah, yeah.
That just seems like a different case.
Yeah, I mean, halachically it's going to be the same where the guy doesn't want to accept tzedakah, yeah. Right? But psychologically it's a different case.
Every case where this happens, that?
I don't think so. Like you could have a person who doesn't want to take tzedakah because he's ashamed of what the community will think, you know,
yeah.
Or like he doesn't want to be indebted to the guy who's like supplying the tzedakah, you know, a lot of cases. Okay, next halacha, and this gets a bit into what you're saying, Chaim. Misha'inu rotze litein tzedakah, someone who doesn't want to give tzedakah, o shi'itin ma'at mimash royalo, or he gives what less than he is proper for him. Beisin kofinoso makinoso ad shi'itin. Beisin has to, may force him, or forces him, and beats him until he gives. Okay, Mashi Amaduhu Litin, until he gives what they estimate that he should give. The Yordin Lenachasav, they can go into his possessions in front of him. velokhi mehem, and take from his possessions masharoy litain, what is proper for him to give. Umashkinin al sadaka, and they can I always forget the financial term for this. Put a lien on his property,
yeah.
Like what do you call mashkonify something in English? Mortgage. I mean, that's for. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe mortgage. Can you do mortgage for like objects?
What is the concept?
Let's see. Actually, if he reads it, if he says it.
Refinancing.
Maybe. Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's something else. Yeah. Let me finish it. And then, a lien. Okay. Yeah. But is there no verb for that? Like you put a lien on it.
Lien
on. Yeah. Okay. Vafilu barvish basis. You could even do it on Erev Shabbos. Okay. So what does this say? So the Makbili says Kovinoso. Beistin mechayvim, so Beistin can compel him. Ach ein kofin esanim litain, but they cannot force the poor people to give. That's interesting. I guess I'll say that in a different parak. Okay, shamaduhu litain. He gives what they estimate that he should give. Sheharicho shu yachal laseis litzdaka, that they evaluate that he is able to give tzedaka. V'yordin lenechasav nechasim. Nichnasim lenechasav. They go into his property. Kugon lasadosav. Like into his fields, off benochosav, even in his presence. Yeah.
I have a couple questions on this.
All right, sure. Let me finish reading the facts first. Menu they could take a collateral. That was another word I was striving for. Against his will. Kedei la also what?
Is there a different word for collateral?
Maybe security pledge. I don't know.
No, like I'm saying, like
mashkon.
I
think so.
Else.
I don't know. In order, la also, la seis lo maos. In order, I think la also means to force him. Halatz. Let me just look that up. Halatz. No. Not here. In order to force him to pay, to give money to tzedakah, v'az machzirin lo es mashkon, then they could return his mashkon. V'afila bar v'shabasas, shizmanam shel b'nei adam dachuk, when people are very pressured for time, v'im tzrichim es kleihem l'chavot Shabbos, and they need their kelim for Chavot Shabbos. So like you go in and you seize all his silverware right before Shabbos and say you better give tzedakah, you know? Like you can do that. Yeah, so what are your questions?
Two questions.
Yeah.
One is...
Take the lid of his crock pot. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you need like him to be to say like rosh hashanah.
Right. Bal krocho, right?
Because
yeah,
because it's a mitzvah, right? And if it's supposed to be rosh,
well, that's the famous Rambam.
They don't.
Well, the famous Rambam with Gittin, right?
Right.
Yeah, which we can read if we need.
The one,
yeah.
We're doing Jemusa with Rambam.
Okay.
But the second question is, why do they smack him until he gives what he can give? Why not smack him until he gives the minimum amount? Meaning, if you only have
right.
a certain amount, that's mechuyo.
That's a good question. Right. Meaning the 2.4
yeah.
grams per year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. Right. That's a good question. Yeah. Like, well, in other words, like this, without based in, I can give as little as 2.4. And I'm considered stingy, but I'm doing my mitzvah.
Right.
So seemingly Beistin would only be able to come in if I'm not giving that,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's a very good question. That I'll have to look into. Did you have another question? Yes.
The real mitzvah isn't the 2.4 grand, as well as the minimum layer of stocking.
Right, but Chaim's question still stands though, right? Which is that like
making him seemingly a plain shot, they're making him do more than the minimum.
Right, in other words, because he did say that the Rambam himself said that there's like different levels, right?
Doesn't the same mean that
really he wants to be more than just a mitzvah?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's to say he's still failing the Deo Raisa, as in even if he gives that amount, he's still failing the Deo Raisa.
He's still failing the Deo Raisa?
Yeah.
Not according to the way the Aruch Shulchan learned it, at least, right? Because the Aruch Shulchan learned it that these shirim came in and like were the source of mitzvah.
If you don't match them with a lot of matches, right? Not that in the Deo Raisa amount, it's matching like the Deo Raisa.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like it always is the minimum amount when it's not.
Yeah, that's what Chaim's question is, isn't it?
So,
meaning,
so I understand that if you need the minimum amount, but you have a lot more, if you give more, then wouldn't you allowed
to come in? No, you're saying that they are allowed to come in, and the question is why, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
And then just to, I know this point.
Yeah.
if that were true, that it's because he's off of the some other shear,
yeah,
then the Rama would say until he fulfills that shear,
right?
What he says,
exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah, that's a very good question. There's got to be someone who takes that up.
It's Adne who release him.
It's what?
The other shear would be what the basin says he should have.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It seems like based on his financial level, right? Like, Sagas Yado. Yeah. All right. So I'll have to look into that question.
Oh, but then on the point you were just saying, the Rama from Gittin, right?
Yeah.
The Yudafka need him to say Rosa in that case.
Uh huh.
And like that. And then they say, oh, well, how does he really want it? Oh, because everybody wants it.
Right. So that might be different because I'm going to answer in a very non halakhic way, but that is his Maisa Mitzvah, right? Let me answer in a more non-halakhic way. This is like you owe this money to the Aniyan by justice.
Well, by getting Arusa, it's kedim.
But there's no, I don't know the sugya, but I don't think there's a concept of like I don't think it's a justice thing, I mean, in terms
if
of.
If a Kohen marries a Grusha.
Oh.
According to the system, he's divorced.
Yeah, but that's a different thing though. Right, because in other words, this is a thing where you have to give. I'm speaking philosophically here, right? But like, must be, you have to supply every you. This money is not really yours. You have to supply it to the to the creatures who need it via God's will. You know, the money is really not yours in the first place. I don't know how to reconcile this with that, but it does seem like a different thing. Yeah, Yosef.
There's another conversation that you have to give the get, or here it's based in using its taxing power.
That's also true, right? Yeah, that's also true. Seizing money might be a different thing. Yeah, I want to make one last point before we end today. So when we first started the area, I asked the question, "What is the definition of tzedakah?" You know, and a lot of people, when I ask that question, people will define it in terms of motivation. Like, they'll have some definition that depends on like your motives. And I always use this as a disproof that you can be compelled to give tzedakah, and it's still tzedakah. The guy could be kicking and screaming, and you can involuntarily make him give tzedakah, and it still is tzedakah.
You can take his stuff.
You can take his stuff, exactly, yeah. Right, so I think this is just an important thing to keep in mind when you get into these discussions. And then the other thing also, I have no idea who this person is, but a friend of mine quoted someone who apparently is a popular like from Twitter account, Jew in the City. So she said, religious practice that is coerced is not in service of God. And the first halacha I thought of was like this halacha. Like, yeah, really? You're telling me religious service? This is tzedakah, of course. And, you know, like, I don't know what, there's no context here, right? But like, I don't know what context she's saying this in, but like, clearly that's not what, and there are many other examples of this, but this is the first one I thought of. Like, it is tzedakah. You're yote tzedakah if you are forced to give it, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So this is just, you know.
Did you write that?
I'm not going to engage in social media.
Well, let's see what the first thing reply is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, I saw that though. Okay, all right. So I will try looking into that question. Yeah, sure it is. Judges and officers you shall make for yourselves. God said this, yeah.
Well, that's not coercion. Anyway.
Well, that's what the purpose of the Shoterim is also, though, right? Is to compel people to keep halacha Okay.
I was going to say, like...
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.